And I apologize for my delay, but we will now be calling the Community Affairs meeting to order. Please call the roll.
Chair Flores.
Here.
Vice Chair Farmer.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Senator Simmons.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great. Thank you very much. And members, today we only have one bill on the agenda, and it is filed by yours truly. And so I will now be passing the gavel over to Vice Chair Farmer so he can guide us through this process.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I was looking for the physical gavel itself.
There is no gavel.
Kind of disappointed here.
Madam Chair, is it okay to object to you moving the chairmanship to a person that's never done this before? Can you believe that he could do this, or what?
I'm not sure if I totally believe if he can do this, but you're gonna show us, aren't you?
Certainly, there are some people with bated breath on the fourth floor right now that are watching and wondering what will he do.
Don't worry, Senator Broxson, he cannot bring an insurance bill before our committee. Don't worry about it.
Do not. Darn, I had a substitute that I was going to talk about here that would. Well, thank you. Senator Flores, you are recognized. Well, first of all, we're set at Senate Bill 250, your bill on pilot state workforce housing tax credit. I understand that there is an amendment, barcode 745668. And so, Senator, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you very much. And members, this is a strike-all amendment, and so I will be talking about this so that if this is adopted, then this will become the substance of the bill. What this amendment does is that it establishes the state workforce housing tax credit program to incentivize specifically workforce families throughout the state. So the individuals that we're talking about, think your nurses, teachers, firefighters, police officers, individuals that don't quite qualify for traditional low-income housing programs, but still struggle to make ends meet. And so this would be a specific program specifically for workforce housing. If this is enacted, then owners of a workforce rental development would be able to apply the tax credit against their insurance premium tax or the insurance retaliatory tax liability over a 10-year period. So that means that what the bill authorizes would be up to a foregone revenue of $50 million in each of the next 3 years. But just so that we understand financially of what that would mean in any given fiscal year, it would be a max, because you can have the tax credit over 10 years, the maximum that it would be at any given fiscal year would be $15 million. So essentially that is what we would be offsetting every year for 10 years. Again, if this program is adopted. The strike all reflects significant and a very good dialogues both with Department of Revenue, with the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. We think that we have come up with a good product that provides a good compromise and again addresses this very challenging issue of being able to provide workforce housing for this specific group of individuals. That's the amendment.
Excellent. And Senator, just as you were walking in, we had a late filed substitute amendment to your amendment. By me, it would just simply take the educational tax credit scholarships and use that money to pay. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I just figured I was going to get hazed. I had to
haze
have
yourself.
A little fun myself. Senator Flores has explained her amendment. Are there any questions by the members on the amendment? Senator Simmons, you're recognized.
Thank you. And Madam Chair, the question that I have is I'm looking at the bill analysis, and I really realize it's the original mm-hmm. pilot program. And is it still, after you've had the negotiations and the discussions with the Department of Revenue, is it still up to $50 million a year? Or has it changed? And is it still limited to 20, 21, and 22?
So it is still, the Department of Revenue still is grading this, if you will, as $50 million a year, because that's what it is on paper. But because of the mechanism that you have that $50 million tax burden would have to be spread out over 10 years, it would only be a maximum of $5 million per fiscal year, but over the three-year period of 2020, 2021, and 2022. So the first year, it would be $5 million. The second year, it would be $10 million. Third year, would be $15 million. That would go on for 7 years. And then it would go back down to $10 million and back down to $5
million. And a follow-up?
Yes, please.
The summary also says, as to the pilot program, awards may not be made after 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Does that continue or is that changed?
That does continue. And so the idea behind this is that, look, this is a new idea for Florida. This is something that about 18 other states do. And this is kind of another tool in the toolbox for Florida Housing Finance. We'll put it out as a pilot program. If it does really well, future legislatures think this is a great way to spend money, then hopefully that would be extended. But initially, let's start it out for these first 3 years, limited, so that way revenue can predict exactly how much money it will cost. And then based on that, then we can reassess and move on.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions on the amendment? Do we have any appearance forms on the amendment? Yes, we do. We have a few. First, Slater Bayless, on behalf of Community Health. Thank you, Slater. Next, we have Mark Scheffel with In-State Partners.
Chairman, Mark Scheffel, on behalf of In-State for informational questions.
Thank you. And finally, we have Sarah Suskey, also of In-State Partners.
In-State, wait.
Great, thank you. No further appearance cards. Do we have any debate on the amendment? Any debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Flores, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll waive close on the amendment.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. Show that amendment adopted. So we are now back on the bill as amended. Do we have any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing no questions. Any appearance forms on the bill? We have one. Trey Price with the Florida Housing Finance Corporation.
I'll be brief. I'm Trey Price, Executive Director of Florida Housing.
Trey Price, Executive Director at Florida Housing. Just wanted to appear for informational purposes. We think this is a work in progress. We're working through technical issues, as you can see from your packet. And I think there are some issues with the Department of Revenue, who I'm not sure if they're here today or not. We look forward to working with the sponsor and with the and with the supporters of the bill. We're always looking for, you know, intuitive ways to deliver affordable and workforce housing. We'll see. We'll take a closer look at how this could, you know, be effective, and we'll go from there. But look forward to working with you, Chairman Flores.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Speaker? Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No further appearance forms on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Debate. Senator Flores, I'll just say that you came to me on this bill. I was very happy to see you working on this. We talked about the fact that a lot of times when you talk about affordable housing, people think of Section 8 housing, and they don't realize that there's a whole segment of people out there that are just above, you know, make a little bit too much to qualify for that, but don't make enough to really find housing that they need. And so I really appreciate you bringing this bill forward. Any further debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Senator Flores, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Great. Well, I just want to, again, thank the committee and thank Florida Housing Finance Corp., thank the interested parties in working together. As this idea continues to move forward, I think that we can, you know, we can really get it right. And I think that, again, this will provide much-needed relief, particularly in areas of the state such as South Florida and the Florida Keys, that just has such an incredible challenge with finding housing for their local teachers, nurses, firefighters, you know, these are just people that they just can't afford to live where they work, and we have to change that. So, again, thank you, and I ask for your support.
Great.
Yes.
Automatic? Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So.
All right. Shirlene, please call the roll on the committee substitute for Senate Bill 250.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo.
Yes.
Senator Simmons.
Yes.
Senator Flores.
Yes.
Sitting Chair Farmer.
Yes. And by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 250 is reported favorably. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Madam Chair. I
You can finish.
The gavel too. I can take it home.
Yeah.
I'll try to not crash into the dock as I do so. Thank you, everyone, for your time here. We have one more recognition. Yeah, I think Senator Broxton, you are recognized for an introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as you know, the Senate is recognizing people from the district on a special day to recognize the district, so we spotlight that. I'm very happy to have my good friend Vic Bendy. He's retired Navy fighter pilot, an F-18, has the distinct honor of being the lead pilot who made the first mission in the Iraqi war, and he's an outstanding citizen of our area. He's a great businessman, and it's an honor to have you here today, Commander.
Thank you.
It's absolutely my honor to be here today.
Thank
you. I had a wonderful day watching legislation in action, and thank you so very much for the invite today, Senator. Thank you. It's my honor.
Thank you, Senator Brox. Appreciate that, and thank you for your service, sir. We really appreciate it. Senator Flores moves to have committee staff make any necessary technical or conforming changes to the bill. Seeing no objection, show that motion adopted. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Simmons moves that we adjourn. Thank you.